In the mudroom, off the kitchen, he'd seen an old wicker basket full of mason jars. He dragged the basket out into the floor and set the jars out of it, and then tipped over the basket and tapped out the dirt. Then he stopped. What had he seen? A drain pipe, a trellis. The dark serpentine of a dead vine, running down it like the track of some enterprise upon a graph. He stood up and walked back through the kitchen and out into the yard and stood looking at the house. The windows giving back the gray and nameless day. The drain pipe ran down the corner of the porch. He was still holding the basket, and he set it down in the grass and climbed the steps again. The pipe came down the corner post and into a concrete tank. He brushed away the trash and rotted bits of screening from the cover. He went back into the kitchen and got the broom and came out and swept the cover clean and set the broom in the corner and lifted the cover from the tank. Inside was a tray filled with a wet gray sludge from the roof mixed with a compost of dead leaves and twigs. He lifted out the tray and set it in the floor. Underneath was white gravel. He scooped away the gravel with his hand. The tank beneath was filled with charcoal, pieces burned out of whole sticks and limbs in carbon effigies of the trees themselves. He put the tray back. In the floor was a green brass ring pull. He reached and got the broom and swept away the ash. There were the saw lines in the boards. He swept the boards clean and knelt and hooked his fingers in the ring and lifted the trap door and swung it open. Down there, in the darkness, was a cistern filled with water so sweet that he could smell it. He lay in the floor on his stomach and reached down. He could just touch the water. He scooted forward and reached again and laved up a handful of it and smelled and tasted it and then drank. He lay there a long time, lifting up the water to his mouth, a palmful at a time. Nothing in his memory anywhere of anything so good.